So I'm sure this is not funny there, but and I had no clue this was going on. I was checking some of my online sites and such, but apparently, did you hear this over the weekend? In Britain, there was a big rush on, as they call them there, the petrol stations.
I did not know this until this morning.
Okay, yeah.
In fact, I
all
saw
right.
something mm-hmm. when I was brushing my teeth, actually. So, this morning,
okay,
was
well,
on my
I
phone.
Didn't see it that time. This one, apparently, some of the stories are coming out. Yeah, apparently there was a big big problem where Britain, though it says here, has plenty of fuel at the refineries and terminals. They've got a supply chain problem.
Yeah, no drivers.
But exactly. Yeah. The Road Haulage Association estimates that Britain needs an extra 100,000 drivers in order to get fuel to stations. They have shortages of other things, too, but this was the big one because all the drivers, as you say, were queuing up for fuel. In fact, to a point where at some point, even police were jumping queue lines because they were running out of fuel and couldn't get back to their stations in order to fuel up where they had their own gas pumps.
That's a lot of drivers.
And
yeah, that is.
100,000.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson, it says here, is thinking of even calling in the army to drive some of the trucks in order to deliver fuel to the petrol stations to try and ease the crisis.
Yeah.
Wow! Clay, this is going on over the weekend. Again, we're here in America. We're paying attention to football over the weekend. What do we care what's happening? But just strange the way that kind of stuff is playing out. Here we're talking about, well, I wish gas was lower, and there they just wish they had gas. But I didn't even know that was going on. You hear about it around the world. There are certainly shortages and things like that. But yeah, they're even thinking of suspending rules to allow for more foreign drivers to be able to be certified to drive the lorries, as they are, of course, because then that's what brings the fuel. But yeah, so that's what's going on. They're hoping, they say it's going to ease at some point. The problem is they say people are hearing about this and then they're panic buying.
Oh, well, of course.
Sure,
you
right,
know,
of course.
Right.
Insert product here. Mm-hmm. Don't panic buy and we'll be
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the big one for us was, stop buying toilet paper, we'll be okay.
And there's been a report that people have been doing that again lately.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're having to go on Facebook in Britain, but please do not use plastic water bottles to put fuel in to haul home. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Yeah, wow,
oh, jeez. So good to know that stupidity runs rampant there, as it does here. And even on top of that, there's another portion of the story as they're talking about other shortages that they're experiencing. I mean, for example, as it says here, well, there's a fuel shortage and delivery is a problem. There's also been among other things, problems, and I think we had this story. McDonald's running out of ingredients for some of its servings in Britain. KFC having to cut items because they can't get deliveries. So
they've got a real problem there.
Well, is Brexit?
Brexit.
Being,
yes.
Is that?
Yes.
That was part of it.
Blame by some. Now I know there's a debate in the country whether or not Brexit is really causing it, but that is a debating point right now.
According to and this goes into the story here, getting into Turkey problems. The
Turkey, not with the country, or turkey as in
the Christmas dinner?
Oh. Bird, yeah. Or Thanksgiving.
The head of the...
Or any time, really, Dave.
Well, that is true. There are probably traditional times, but any time, you're right.
I like my turkey any time. Anyway,
well,
yeah, go on.
Get ready for some sticker shock. Continue, Charlotte.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
The UK's Traditional Farm Fresh Turkey Association, the TFTA,
yeah, okay.
Who knows,
yes.
Is blaming Brexit for Britain's supply chain crisis, which now you have unprecedented numbers of orders for turkeys already with holidays in mind. In fact, some farms that sell turkeys direct reporting 250% surges compared to last year that people are now, right now, buying turkeys for their holiday dinners.
Wow, out there. Okay.
My wife was shopping the other day and just looked to see what was on the, in the freezer there for turkeys. A 19-pound turkey, I think she said, was around $50.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pricey for turkey.
Can't wait to see. Who is it that usually comes out with the average price of a Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, usually they come out with a figure that's around $50 for the whole meal.
Yeah. Is that the American Farm Bureau that usually does that?
Oh, I think so. I think you're right. Yeah.
I think it is.
They come out with the cost of the meal.
The average cost of a Thanksgiving meal, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Hmm.
We'll see.
Might be... Might have to be Thanksgiving meal in a candy bag this year, boys. No, remember last year when we did
that? No, I'd rather starve.
If the real bird is $50, we might have to go back.
The Brock's
turkey. I do not want the Brock's turkey.
Yeah. No, no.
Candy dinner, no.
We had it all in a bag, and it wasn't $50, I can tell you that. It was a lot cheaper.
Well, definitely didn't taste $50. No.
Me be willing to
50 cents.
Yeah, be willing to spend $50 to avoid that again.